epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with All Trails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, welcome back. 4 o'clock hour, The Drive. You've heard from Josh Briscoe. Now it's time to hear from another Josh. Josh Vernier, our Royals insider, live from Kauffman Stadium in Vern's little booth. Vern actually has a broadcast booth that says Vern's booth. It's very cool. Vern's been all sorts of places, out in the trailer, gate A, left field. He's been up at Craft and Draft. He's been on the media floor where there's a studio. Vern's been everywhere. But anyway, we're going to Vern's booth. Hi, Vern.
Welcome into the booth, Bink. What's going on, buddy?
No, it's good, man. It's perfect, man. People can walk by and flip you off or cheer you or whatever they want.
Hey, did I tell you? I didn't tell you this story. So it's the last homestand. Royals finally winning at home. And after one of the wins, this woman comes up to me, comes up to the window, and drunkenly says, I was going to drop my slang for breasts.
Boobs.
Even more slang than that. She says, I was going to drop my meh, but my boyfriend won't let me. And I look out the window, and there's this dude standing to the right of the window with his head down because his drunk girlfriend was about to expose her breasts to your boy right before the post-game show. So thankfully, for her sake and her future coming to Kauffman Stadium, she kept her shirt on.
Well, that would have been rough for the lineups, right? Like, if you're going straight to the lineup and these boobs are pressed up against the window.
Yeah, right, especially if someone in the lineup has a first name like Bob or something, because that could have easily turned into Booby Witt Jr., just a Freudian slip there.
Well, Vern, we have, I called it earlier. I know I've, through the years, I'll tell you that, man, I think this series is huge. It might be in May or June. I'm like, man, it's the biggest of the year, things like that. I'll throw it out and you'll poo-poo it and whatever, Bingley, don't be dumb. But I'm telling you, man, this Cleveland Royals series, man, being 6 games out from the trade deadline, kind of figuring out what you are. This team's been on fire, at least hitting-wise, since the All-Star break. 12 home runs. They did drop 2 of 3 to the Marlins, but 2 of 3 they won from the Cubs. Been a different team. And you've got a division rival in here that sits ahead of you now. And obviously, if Cleveland sweeps them, you know, start the fat lady singing at that point.
Sure,
but
sure.
If they do well against Cleveland, 2 of 3 or 3 of 3, things are much different as you go into the trade deadline. That's why I look at this series as, I'll be honest with you, I think it's the biggest of the year.
Yeah, and then the Braves series will be the biggest of the year following that. Royals have to win, period. I really don't care who's in the other dugout. They could be playing the Chicago White Sox right now and they would need to win the series, because you look at the teams that are ahead of them as they sit 4.5 games back of that final wild card spot. Red Sox, Rays, Rangers, and Guardians. Other than the Rangers, all those other teams have handled you this season. You've lost 2 series to the Guardians. Royals can only lose 2 more times to this Cleveland team if they have any hopes of winning the season series, of having that tiebreaker with Cleveland, right? We need to start focusing on those tiebreakers. The Rays and the Royals, and even 3-3 this season. Royals dropped the series to the Red Sox, so they're going to need to even that up when they go to Fenway next weekend. And when you're knotted up like they are with the Red.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And like they could be with the Red Sox, the next tiebreaker is your inner division record. So how do the Royals do against the American League Central? So again, they need to beat up on the White Sox. They need to beat up on the Twins, or else they're going to lose the head-to-head matchup or the tiebreaker. They're going to lose that to the Rays, to the Red Sox. They're going to lose that to the Guardians. And listen, I'd love to think that the Royals can get red hot. But even if they do get red hot, they still need some help. They need the Rays and the Rangers. They need the Red Sox and the Guardians to either get banged up or come back down to earth. The Royals don't control their fate anymore. So whoever's in that other dugout, it's a huge series. Now, Cleveland in particular, there's no arguing the importance of this series when you drop the first two to the division rival and they kind of owned you in those first two games, both on the field and, between the ears. Royals never really retaliated for Emmanuel Clase going up and in to Jonathan India. Big series, no doubt about it. But listen, once they lost that series to the Mets prior to the All-Star break, I'm not going to say I'm waving the white flag, but I now acknowledge that the Royals don't control their own fate, that they've bungled enough of these home series and even the road series, right? Dropping a series to the Marlins, dropping a series to the White Sox. They've fumbled the bag so much where I have no reason to believe that they can get red hot down the stretch. But I will admit, if you don't win this series against Cleveland, I don't know how anyone has any hope for this team down the stretch. The math just doesn't work out. You either take two of three and stay alive. Now, if you sweep, okay, you could feel real good because you leapfrog the Guardians then in the standings. But if you lose this series, even the most diehard optimistic Royals fan, you're just going to sound like a pie-in-the-sky wacko after this series.
I tell you what, Vernon, in professional sports, you always want that part that's elite, right? In the NFL, you want that elite quarterback. Mm-hmm. Well, this team does have an elite pitching staff, and that's with Reagan's not, doing his thing. Lorenzen hurt now, too. They're number two in all of baseball. They're number two in the American League. That's ridiculous. That is a pitching staff. They get to the postseason, look out, because that pitching staff's good enough to do it, but you got to have the hitting. Then that's the problem. You got to be good at both. And I look at this team and these starters in the ERA and just what they've been able to accomplish. And you keep waiting for that hitting to come around, and you sit there to watch every night, and you're just so frustrated because you see how damn good this pitching staff is for the Royals. And, you know, just get to the dance. I mean, the Rangers and Diamondbacks proved that 2 years ago. Both of them are wild card teams. The Rangers were the second wild card team, just one game removed from the third wild card team, and the Diamondbacks were the third wild card team. So just get to the dance. Those teams represented for all the marbles. But this pitching staff is so good. Is it the Lugo thing is really interesting to me. Because, obviously, I saw Mikel's name being tossed around today to the Yankees or whatever, and they traded for Ryan McMahon of the Rockies, so they're fine on that, so he's staying. But the Lugo thing is interesting to me, because what kind of haul can you get back, and are you willing? Because I see it as a white flag move. You do that, but these teammates, those guys in the locker room don't want that, man. Vinny and them talking about keeping Lugo, they do not want that. So you're sending a message to you're sending a message to your fans and especially the players as well. But if they do well against Cleveland, is there a way that he stays on this team, or are they still going to move him?
Well, I think you have to move him regardless of what happens against Cleveland or what happens against Atlanta. Now, you don't need to give him away for nothing because, sure, you could offer him the qualifying offer this offseason, a one-year offer worth more than $21 million. I think he'll get more than that on the open market, so he'll decline that, but when he signs elsewhere, the Royals could nab an additional second-round or third-round pick. I think the Royals can get more than a second-round pick in return for Seth Lugo at the deadline. Now, if they can't, right? If the calls that J.J. Piccolo's fielding for Seth Lugo as we approach Thursday's deadline, if he's not impressed, if he values a second or third-round pick more than whatever these teams are offering, no, I'm not saying give Seth Lugo away for pennies on the dollar. No, I want more than a dollar's worth for Seth Lugo. I want someone that can help this team in 2026, right? You talk about the Chicago Cubs and their outfield prospects at the AAA level. I want something that can help this team in 26 and 27, something that if it was available with the 61st overall pick, all right, a second round selection, obviously I would take that dude. I think that offer will come. And when that offer comes, I expect the Royals to pull the trigger. Now, I don't disagree. It's a white flag. But, so be it. Again, we have 103 games of evidence. The Royals, statistically, record-wise, are a below-average team. On the bases, they're one of the worst teams in Major League Baseball. Offensively, they're one of the worst teams in Major League Baseball. Now, if you want to tell me that the six games we've seen since the All-Star break is what we're going to watch over the course of the final 59, I don't know why you believe that, because within those six games, there's also a shutout. There's also a game in which they were held to one run against Cal Quantrill of the Miami Marlins. I got 103 games of evidence, and that evidence says this is a below-average team. So when I look at Seth Lugo, if I can turn him into something more than a second-round pick, I'm doing it, because you're not going to sign him this offseason. I don't believe you're going to sign him, because again, you offer him that one-year $21 million offer. I think he turns it down because I think someone will offer him 2 years. I think someone could give him a contract even better than the one that the Royals gave Michael Wacha a season ago. And keep that in mind, that they're already going to have a mid-30s right-hander on their team next year and the year after that. Wacha do $18 million next year, $14 million in 2027. I don't know how many 36-year-old right-handers I want in my rotation come 2027. Now, for those that, Vernier, shut up. I still want Lugo back. Okay. Well, then that means you're trading Chris Bubich this offseason, because you're not signing both of those guys. Preferably, if it's up to me, I would rather sign Chris Bubich to a long-term deal this offseason than I would a 2-3-year deal for Seth Lugo.
Interesting stuff. Vern, what about what's going on with Perez, man, this team? 12 home runs since the All-Star break as a team. Sal Perez in his last 13 games has 9 home runs. In the last 13 games, he's got 19 hits. Summer Salvi, man. But, I mean, it's been incredible watching this dude.
Yeah, a few days off for the All-Star break. He's back in Florida getting some rest and relaxation. It's no surprise that the 35-year-old is performing well. A of course, it's a surprise that he's putting up those numbers that you just repeated. But you know what? Even as I say that, Salvi was so subpar for the first 2.5 months of the season. For a player his caliber, you have to think that that's going to be offset by a hot stretch. You don't become a guy that many just refer to as a future Hall of Famer. And I'm not just talking about Royals fans, but baseball men and women across the country refer to Salvi as a future Hall of Famer. That doesn't just go away. Now, it's not going to be present for all 162 games for the rest of his career, but having a 3-week, 1-month stretch like this for a player of that caliber that puts in that amount of work, that takes that kind of pride, that holds himself to that type of a standard, no, none of us should be surprised, the same way none of us should have been surprised when Travis Kelce turned it on a season ago. The greats are the greats for a reason, and sure, Father Time is undefeated, but that greatness is always inside there. And it's going to show itself on occasion, no doubt about it.
Talking to our Royals insider, Josh Vernier, live from Vern's booth at Kauffman Stadium, the best in the business, Josh Vernier. All right, final question for you, Josh. We saw Rich Hill pitch the other day, 45 years old. Mm-hmm. When the players did that thing where they can put whatever they want on the back of their jerseys, they put their nicknames or whatever, He had D period Mountain, which we know what that was, on the back of his jersey. Have you ever, I mean ever, seen a better jersey than that? Because I now know what jersey I will get. And I don't buy jerseys very often. I will get that one.
Yeah, and he's of age, too. It's, to me, always easier to buy a jersey of someone that's older than you.
He's younger
than me,
jersey,
though. Yeah, I was trying to make you feel good there. A better jersey than D Mountain. No. But I also wouldn't – I don't think you'll rock that. Maybe unless you wear it to the Flow Rider concert.
I would rock that. The D-Mountain jersey, man.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
But then it looks like you're searching for D-Mountain. Like,
no.
Like that's what you're desirous of. I don't know. What do I know?
Oh, Bird, shut up.
Jay Binkley searching for...
No, you should represent what you are wearing. Never mind.
But that means you're a mountain of them?
No.
Seems like man. Too many.
Oh, man, I hope there's not a rain delay, Vern. Keep the rain
away. Well, you're the weather guy. You let the people know.
Oh, it didn't look great.
No, I agree. But.
It didn't look great. Of course, I didn't think it was going to rain and win an hour and a half rain delay for the Mets game on Friday night. So what do I
know? No, you're not that good when it comes to weather. No, stick to football, Binkley.
I used to be.
Isn't that what the text line
that
says?
And Dusty Likens' bad radar that he had.
Yeah.
Regardless. Anyway, thanks, Vern.
All right, buddy. Appreciate it.
Take care.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You must remember this as the podcast dedicated to stories from the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Stories of sex, murder, institutional racism, bad men, sad women, fascist gossip columnists, and much more. Our new season is called The Old Man is Still Alive, and it's about directors like Alfred Hitchcock and John Ford who got started in the silent era, but were still making movies in the psychedelic 60s. Follow and listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.